AircheckDownloads.com.
Casey's Top 40. From Hollywood, this is Casey Kasem. And from Buffalo, New York, here's the band Joe Public. This week, they move up three notches to number 15 with Live and Learn.
You got to live and learn, live and learn.
That's Jake, Du, Kev, and JR, the band Joe Public. This week, their debut hit Live and Learn rises three notches to number 15. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Top 40. The smaller the numbers, the bigger the hits.
Number 14.
Climbing two notches is Bryan Adams, the winner of three Juno Awards this year. They're the Canadian equivalent of America's Grammys. Bryan was voted Producer of the Year and Entertainer of the Year, and he won a special achievement, Juno, for the international success of his smash Everything I Do It For You. Here's Bryan Adams with his latest hit, Thought I'd Died and Gone to Heaven. From his double platinum CD, Waking Up the Neighbors, that's Bryan Adams. He moves up two notches to number 14 with Thought I'd Died and Gone to Heaven. We're counting down now to a song named for the most often produced play written by William Shakespeare. Not a day goes by that this play about star-crossed lovers isn't performed somewhere in the world. Details coming up.
Casey's Top 40.
When I enlisted in the Army...
Across the USA and around the world, you can hear Casey's Top 40 every week on great radio stations like WNCI 97.9, not too hard, not too light, Columbus, Ohio. South Carolina's number one hit music station, 104.7 WNOK, Columbia, South Carolina. Idaho's number one hit music station, KF 95, Boise, Idaho. And the Northeast Kingdom's number one music station, Magic 98, Eastbrook, Vermont. Now, dancing up four notches to number 13, here's Jody Watley and I'm the One You Need.
I've been around, I'm the one you need.
Moving up four notches to number 13, that's Jody Watley's eighth Top 40 hit, I'm the One You Need. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Top 40. Now, we're up to a song named for the most often produced play written by William Shakespeare, a tragic romance about star-crossed lovers. Of the 38 plays that William Shakespeare wrote in his lifetime, some like Timon of Athens and Titus Andronicus are produced only occasionally. But others are put on all the time. Classics like Hamlet, Macbeth, King Lear, Othello, and the most popular of all of Shakespeare's plays, a tragic love story that Shakespeare actually borrowed from another author. At the time, it was common practice for writers to borrow stories from each other. The story for Shakespeare's most popular play came from a long narrative poem written by fellow Englishman Arthur Brooke. Although you probably haven't heard of Arthur Brooke, you're sure to recognize the name of his poem, The Tragical History of Romeo and Juliet. Now, the play Shakespeare based on that poem was only moderately successful when it was first performed. But over the years, its popularity has grown by proverbial leaps and bounds. More than a dozen silent film versions of the play were created in the early years of this century. Half a dozen talking versions were made as well, including one in 1936, starring Leslie Howard and Norma Shearer, and a more modern version by director Franco Zeffirelli in 1968. The award-winning musical West Side Story was based on Romeo and Juliet. So was the movie Endless Love. Today, according to London's Royal Shakespeare Society, Romeo and Juliet is produced more often than any of Shakespeare's other plays. In fact, they say not a single day passes when Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet isn't playing somewhere on this planet. Today, Romeo and Juliet's playing on Casey's Top 40. Not Shakespeare's classic, but the hit that survey song number 12 this week. It's the hit by Stacey Earle. After peaking at number 7, Stacey Earle drops five notches to number 12 with Romeo and Juliet as the countdown rolls on.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Listen, Janet.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. These are the hottest hits across the USA. After peaking last week at number 10, the group Mint Condition falls to 11. This is Breaking My Heart.
Pretty.
Dropping a notch to number 11. That's the first Top 40 hit for the group Mint Condition. It's called Breaking My Heart. Coming up as we roll into our fourth hour, the latest hit for Bruce Springsteen, a rock superstar who got his first big break by pestering his sister and her boyfriend.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Oh,
Casey's Top 40.
Rising a notch to number 10 to score her second top 10. Here's Cece Peniston and We Gotta Love Thing. Dancing up a notch to number 10. That's one of the biggest dance hits in the USA this week. Cece Peniston and We Gotta Love Thing. On Casey's Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. Now we're up to the latest hit for a rock superstar who got his first big break by pestering his sister and her boyfriend. It all happened back in 1965 when Bruce Springsteen was a skinny 15-year-old kid growing up in Freehold, New Jersey. He was a teenager with a big dream of becoming a big rock star. But no one would take him very seriously. He tried starting a couple of garage bands with friends, but those friends turned out to be just goofs. They didn't have the commitment to rock that Bruce had. He kept banging on Rock's front door, but nobody would answer. Then Bruce's older sister, Ginny, started going out with a guy named George Theis, and it turned out George was a musician. He was in a local band called the Castiles, and when Bruce found out, he wanted to be a part of that band. Every time George would drop by the house to pick up Ginny, Bruce would beg him for a chance. But George kept saying no way to the kid. When George wasn't around, Bruce pestered his sister to put some pressure on George to give Bruce a chance. And finally, just to get him out of his hair, George gave in. He got Bruce an audition with the band's manager, an unemployed factory worker named Tex Vineyard. On the appointed day, Bruce showed up at Tex's garage and played him a couple of songs that he'd written. Tex was prepared to reject the kid flat out. But when he heard Bruce play, he thought there was something there. He had Bruce audition a second time so the rest of the band could judge for themselves. And they thought there was something there, too. So they let Bruce in on a trial basis. Bruce began his career with the Castiles playing dances at the YMCA, then at clubs in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And when he formed his own band, he moved on to bigger clubs, launching one of the most remarkable careers of the rock era. A career that began when he pestered his older sister and her boyfriend. These days, that career is stronger than ever because of two new CDs that Bruce just released and this song, his 10th top 10. Moving up five notches to number 9 this week on Casey's Top 40, here's Human Touch.
You and me, we were the pretenders.
The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, and Human Touch. This week it breaks into the top 10, moving up from 14 to 9. A year ago this week, the number 1 song in the USA was You're in Love by Wilson Phillips. Who'll be there this week? We're just 8 hits from the answer as the countdown rolls on.
Casey's Top 40.
AirCheckDownloads.com.